The Phoenix Film Festival is underway. This is the event's 14th year. It'll take up 7 screens at the Harkin Scottsdale 101 Theater over 8 days. The festival's executive director, Jason Carney, says the event has come a long way.
Back in the first year, you know, we were running, you know, over 3 days, and we had maybe 3 or 4 theaters, and I think 3,000 people showed up the first year. And now we're an 8-day event. At times, we're operating 7 different screens, and last year we had 23,000 people in attendance. And so, obviously, the festival's gotten pretty ginormous over those 14 years. But additionally, you know, we're getting higher profile films every year, and the quality of films that we receive, even on the independent side, is just it blows me away every year.
What's the process like for choosing which films you're going to show?
You know, for our competition films, they filmmakers submit to us from around the world, and we get about, I'd say, about 12 to 1300 films that are sent to us. And from there, we have a committee that kind of whittles them down a little bit, and then our programmers ultimately choose the best about 125 films out of that group.
Are there particular films that you're looking forward to seeing?
There are a couple. You know, our closing night movie is, you know, How It Got Made is great. It's a movie called Boyhood, and it comes to us from IFC Films, and it's directed by Richard Linklater, who directed Dazed and Confused, Before Sunrise, all these great independent films over the years. And this one he shot over 8 to 10 years, and basically they kind of got the cast together every year to shoot this film, and it's basically about a boy growing up. And so they hired this actor, you know, 10 years ago, and they've been shooting content every year with him. And they wanted to show, you know, through a narrative film, kind of this boy going off to college, you know, from being 10 years old. And so that's that blows my mind that they made this film. And another film that's pretty interesting to me is a movie called The Grand Seduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce that a doctor is coming for 1 month.
It's basically about this small town, and they have a factory. And in order to keep the factory open, they have to have a doctor that lives in the town. And so they recruit this doctor to come and live in this town for 30 days. And they basically are trying to woo him to stay there so they can have their factory. And it's kind of a Doc Hollywood-esque type film with more of an independent feel to it.
What's the relationship between having a film festival in a place where you don't necessarily have a whole lot of actual filming happening when you have so much filming happening sort of on either side of us, both in L.A. and in New Mexico?
You know, it does make it interesting because we do try to, you know, showcase some of the local content. And, you know, the more we have to choose from, the better it is. And, you know, there are some really good filmmakers producing producing content locally, but it's just not, you know, as big as it is, you know, in L.A. and New Mexico. And we're hopeful that, you know, they'll get the tax incentives back in place here in Arizona, and they'll start producing more content. But, you know, being close to L.A. and, you know, our reputation over the last 14 years really helps us still get really good quality content.
Is there anything in particular that this festival is known for? I mean, what's the reputation of the Phoenix Film Festival outside of the Valley?
Having the festival all in one location, that's kind of our trademark. A lot of festivals you go to our size, you know, you'll go to, you know, if you want to go to see a movie here, that's great. But on the other side of town, if you want to see this other movie and the party's on the other side of town, and so you've got to catch a shuttle or, you know, drive to each location. And here, all of our movies, all of our parties, everything happens in one location, which is great because it creates kind of an amazing, like, film-loving community during the 8 days.
Jason Carney is the executive director of the Phoenix Film Festival.